Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and we have an eclectic array of things that we talk about, and today we're talking about a lot of things, actually. We're talking to Scott Lewis, and we're talking about the flawed process of the way we deliver energy and the possibilities and the actual corruption that has happened in our time, starting with the nuclear power plant that we bought. We bought all the debt and gave away all the assets to another company and screwed the people. But that's what happens all the time. This is the way it works. There are very influential people that don't take a bath. The only people who take a bath is the people who are down here below Olympus. And that's us. And so anyway, we're going to be talking about something else here. We're going to talk about what happened many, many years ago, 400 years ago, and how people might look at us in the future, 400 years from now. And you seem to have an idea that it's going to be more of the same?
More of the same, perhaps, with the way you had opened earlier, is if people don't get involved and keep a tab on the process. And the point of Elena's efforts, right, and this is back to the...
Elena, say who Elena is again.
Okay, Elena Satzauer is the director at the Center for Judicial Accountability. And what she's an extremely brave lady, has been tracking the efforts of judges and decisions, and she essentially was the one that represented the people, not our legislatures, in this action to expose the wrongdoings. Now, I don't like to blame people. I like to blame process, okay? And we have, and I'll just read from the letter here, you know, in our monetary system, people are unequal. The differences between social classes can be huge. Consequently, a justice system would not be useful in a monetary system. It is just an accepted idea, nothing more. And that's what it's become, because essentially, if the governor is able to pay off the judicial and pay off the legislature with impunity, then obviously neither of those branches of government are no longer functional. And that's a problem we have with our monetary system. And I've just recently received my securities license, and so now I can talk professionally about investing. I got my Series 6 in 63. People ask me, where did you go, Scott? I was, like, studying for 2 years. And the way I see it is that in
Are you going to sell securities?
You can save on energy and then invest the difference. We'll help you with that effort.
You know, when you have a securities license, you bind yourself to a set of rules that a guy who's not licensed doesn't have to pay attention to.
And precisely.
And it's stupid, because you're supposed to be the pro, and yet you can't do a lot of the things you think you should do and say the things you should say. I had a license. I threw it out the window after making a living selling that stuff for years and years. And I said, you know what? I don't want the confinement of it. I don't want to be liable for what I say. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be liable for what I do. If you go into a business and you want stockholders, I can't do it. I have to go through a whole rigmarole, get a permission from some fool who doesn't know a goddamn thing about what I'm talking about. And I said, I don't need that. And, you know, I'm not the usual run-of-the-mill person. I do what I please. But it costs you money.
Right. The reason, I'm a very analytical guy.
And you'll probably be okay, because you'll know what you're talking about all the time. But I won't.
What I carry with me is a... I received a Tesla, a Krona. This is a from Serbia. It's a 1,000 dinar.
So what's the point?
The point is that it's just a tool. The monetary system is just a tool. Money is just a tool. You need to learn that tool, whether you like it or not, because that's the framework that we live in. So that's why I learned that about securities. It's in my toolbox now with
you can learn about securities without getting the license.
Yeah, well, not to the extent that I have. I mean, I had to take a really rigorous exam.
You can get a PhD in finances and not have a securities license.
Or no, the other way around. Yeah, you could get a securities license without the PhD.
But what I'm saying is, knowledge of a monetary system is not dependent on having a stupid license. And I know a lot of people who have the license that I wouldn't trust them with my wallet on the best day of their lives. So,
well, but anyway, the reason I'm trying to bring back the energy to the money.
I don't need to defame any of those people at all. That's not the point. The point is that you can do things without having a license.
Understood. And again, I'm bringing this back to like what your earlier question as to where I see this. You know, are we going to be reincarnated 400 years from now? And my answer to that is, we will, unless we change some of these systems. And if we get involved and people understand the monetary system and they understand our judicial and legislative branch and keep people equal as opposed to the way it is now, where it's more of a feudal system, or it's actually more like a Hindu system, if you think about it.
I don't know what a Hindu system is, but I have an idea what a feudal system is. And the feudal system is where we're going.
Yes, and that's my gut.
Once you take the craftsman and you reduce him to nothing, and you control his life, and he becomes less and less valuable, you still have all the rich people.
Right,
they don't go away. They're with us forever, and I'm okay with that. I just want a little for me.
Yeah. Well, and here's why. You're back to your question. Will history repeat itself? If it were to repeat itself, what the English did to the Dutch 400 years ago was pay them all off and gave them highfalutin positions. But eventually, the local people said that's it, and there was a revolution. So do we want to? If we don't intervene now, and prevent this feudal system from going on forward, then we're going to run into another revolution.
Happen. You know why, Scott?
Why is that?
Turn on your television tonight.
Okay.
And maybe tomorrow night.
Okay. I'll make a note.
Look at all those people who are protesting in the streets. It's all about police shooting black kids. You think that's what it's all about? It's much more. Much, much more. It's total inequity of the system. And people who are not, directly affected by the movement, like, you know, middle-aged white guys, they're realizing that they're losing their shirt too, and they're pissed. And that's what this movement is about. That's why it's not going to go away so fast. But that happens. It happens in history. And I always look back at the 1880s. It was the worst corruption in this country probably in its history. Okay. But we came back, and we will come back, and we'll always come back, because long as we have the framework to be able to protest our government, we will protest our government, and we will change things, if not by revolutionary means, but by incremental means. And every little action on our part is extremely important to making that happen.
And
boy, I tell you what, that's a wonderful speech I made.
That was brilliant. Brilliant, absolutely. So who in the room wants change?
When I grow up, I'm going to be somebody.
So and who in the room wants revolution, right?
Peaceful.
Well,
peaceful.
I've been told I'm revolting. That was when my wife said that, actually.
Well,
in these tight quarters, I can tell you used deodorant this morning, so you're not revolting.
I once told my wife I'm I'm mad. I'm revolting. And she says, is this the first time I agreed with you?
Standing up for righteousness.
Anyway, it's always interesting to talk to people who are very angry or resourceful. And if their anger goes to resourceful, it's successful. So I hope that's where you're going. I hope we are going. Your anger is converting to resource, and resource will make change.
Well, thank you, and I believe it is. We have a residential program now that I'll tell you about offline. Because we've been concentrating on commercial properties, and
this is Ernie Fazio, and we've had a spirited discussion with Scott Lewis. And the show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm glad you listened, and I hope you do it again. This is 103.9 FM Long Island News Radio.